Gunfire interrupted a political event near Tucson. A gunman shot Congresswoman Gabby Giffords in the head. He wounded 18 others, six of them killed. Amazingly, Giffords survived the assassination attempt and made a triumphant return to Washington a few months later. A wave of unrest across the Middle East and Northern Africa. Citizens toppled longtime leaders in Tunisia and Egypt. But it was the dangerous dictator of Libya, Muammar Gaddafi, who put up the biggest fight. His 40-year reign of terror finally came to a gruesome end when fighters killed him in his hometown in October. The Arab Spring, as it became known, stretched into summer and fall with deadly protests persisting in Syria and Yemen. March 11th, a massive earthquake shook Japan. The magnitude 8.9 quake unleashed a devastating tsunami. A stormy spring in the U.S. Meteorologists said there were more than 750 tornadoes in April alone. Hundreds of people were killed. But the hardest hit city was Joplin, Missouri. A powerful EF5 tornado left 157 people dead, making the Joplin Twister the deadliest in decades. A new era of British royalty began when Prince William and his blushing bride, Kate, swapped vows. May 1st, a dramatic late-night announcement from the commander-in-chief. A team led by Navy SEALs swooped into Pakistan, where they said they found Osama bin Laden. The SEALs reportedly shot him in the face, and defense officials say the world's most wanted man was later buried at sea. Uncle Sam maxed out his credit cards. Lawmakers spent much of the summer fighting before ultimately increasing the government's ability to borrow more money. Who's in and who's out?
I'm running for president of the United States.
As a candidate for president of the United States.
I'm announcing my candidacy for president of the United States.
I am suspending my presidential campaign.
Race for the White House began to take shape.
In New York, I'm Shepard Smith, Fox News.